Unit 8. An Internship Abroad. Track 18.
Today, I have invited Lisa Berner to tell you about the challenges and experiences of an internship abroad. Lisa, please tell us about your internship in Glasgow.
Thank you very much for the invitation. As Mr. Brown just told you, I did an internship in Glasgow for 4 weeks. I worked for Burke Limited. Burke Limited is a company that delivers office supplies to companies and individual customers all over the United Kingdom.
That sounds really interesting. Can you tell us anything about your daily routine at work?
My main duties included talking to customers, answering the phone, and preparing merchandise for delivery. Apart from that, I also had to cold call potential customers and inform them about our company.
Oh, so quite a lot of responsibility for an intern. Did you have any problems when you started the internship?
At first, it was really hard because I was not used to speaking English all the time. I struggled with people who had accents I didn't know. If you hear Scottish English for the first time, it seems like a completely different language. But after a few weeks, my English started to improve and it was easier to talk to our customers from all over the UK. Well, from time to time, I got really homesick and missed my family and friends.
What were your first days of work in Glasgow like?
When I first arrived at the company offices, I was very nervous. But then I met Denise McNeil, my supervisor. She was wonderful and really tried to make me feel at home. She held a meeting and introduced me to my colleagues. When she gave me a task to do, I was determined to show her that I was reliable. So I tried to do my best, and if I didn't understand something, I could always ask my colleagues for help.
What did you learn from your experience as an intern in the UK?
Well, it was very interesting to see that the company did some things in a completely different way than how I was used to. But what's most important is that I learned a lot about working in another culture. I think I became more open-minded and more independent because I had to organize living in a big city on my own. I made a lot of new friends with whom I am still in contact. And, as I already mentioned, I got fluent in English after some time. In the beginning, I always prepared a few sentences in my mind before calling a customer, but after some time, I almost started thinking in English, and now I can talk freely without a prepared script.
That's great to hear. Is there any tip you would like to give people who want to do an internship in an English-speaking country?
I was supported by an internship exchange organization and they prepared me very well for the experience. But I do have some tips for anybody who is interested in working abroad. First, be committed. Show your colleagues that you really want to learn and that you are not there on holiday. Volunteer to help your colleagues when they are working on a project. Second, show initiative. If you finish a job, look around to see if somebody needs a helping hand or ask your supervisor for another task. In case there is no work in your department, you might go to another department and get to know the workflow there. My third tip is ask questions. Whenever you do not understand something, speak up and ask for clarification. Everybody will understand that you are an intern and eager to learn new things. If you have problems, do not hesitate to ask for help. My fourth and last tip concerns teamwork. Consider yourself a part of the team. If anybody has problems, show compassion. If there are celebrations, join them, even if you are new and don't know a lot of people. Try to get to know your colleagues. Join them during lunch and during coffee breaks. Don't spend your breaks alone at your desk, too afraid to talk to someone.
Thank you very much for the tips and for telling us about your internship, Lisa. I am sure you have now inspired other students to take up the challenge of an internship abroad.